Big changes coming if you travel on the Virginia Beltway. The new 495 express toll lanes are set to open a week from Saturday. Got details now on what you need to know before you get behind the wheel there. Joining us live in studio is Pierce Coffey, who's with Transurban. Pierce, thanks for coming in this morning. Hope you didn't get caught in traffic or anything.
No, good morning. Thanks so much for having me today.
Now, what happens if you're sitting in these new toll lanes, you're paying to be in the lane, and you're sitting in traffic?
Well, hopefully that's not going to be the case, because the 495 express lanes, four new lanes on the Capitol Beltway, are going to be providing you a faster, more predictable trip. We'll use the toll price to manage the speed of those lanes so that you can expect to travel somewhere around 45, 55 miles an hour at any point in the day.
So as those lanes get busier, right, and more people are using them, the price of using them will go up?
Right. So the 495 express lanes are going to be dynamically tolled, which basically means we'll use the toll price to manage the demand for the lanes and therefore provide you, the toll-paying customer, a predictable trip on the Beltway, which, as you guys know better than anybody else, that's not really something that you can depend on right now.
Now, what would the range of price be?
So it will depend on what's actually happening real time. We will be measuring the traffic on an ongoing basis, and we expect during rush hour for an average trip somewhere between $3 and $6. And then in the non-rush hour times, you could probably expect to see $1 to $2. Now, that can change depending on how many people are trying to use the lanes. And then also, as I'm sure you know, carpoolers have a toll-free option on the lanes. So they can use the lanes as well without paying a toll. It's HOV3 for free.
And that's where the E-ZPass Flex comes in?
Right. So everyone wanting to use the 495 express lanes needs an E-ZPass or an E-ZPass Flex. If you have a regular E-ZPass today that you use to pay tolls on the Dulles Toll Road or the ICC, you're good to go. You can pay tolls with that on the 495 express lanes. If you want that toll-free trip, you need the E-ZPass Flex, which you can get from either Virginia or Maryland. You can learn more about both of these at 495expresslanes.com. And the E-ZPass Flex lets you tell us you have three people in your car and you can use the lanes for free.
Now, what would happen if, say, there were some terrible accident that occurs on the Beltway itself, the regular lanes of the Beltway? Would these lanes ever be used as an emergency bypass around without tolls?
The 495 express lanes are a partnership with the state of Virginia, and absolutely, in case of emergency, that is an option. But day to day, what you'll get out of these 495 express lanes is that regular, predictable travel option that you don't have today.
There's a little bit of concern that it's not a civic authority controlling the lanes. It's a private company. The thought is maybe this company is going to be more interested in profit than in making my trip or my ride easier.
So first I'd say the 495 express lanes, the road is owned and overseen by VDOT. So this is still a Virginia government facility. We are just going to operate it on the behalf of the state for the next 75 years. And what we're focused on is giving you that faster, more predictable trip, because if you don't use the lanes, we won't be able to pay, you know, get the money to operate them. So the focus is really about providing the faster trips, getting people to their destinations where they need to be on time.
Now, what are the complaints people using other toll roads in this area operated by another entity like the Greenway in Loudoun County has been the tolls have gotten to a point where it is almost it's unaffordable to use it on a regular basis. If you noticed you weren't getting enough traffic on a regular basis, would you lower tolls at any point?
So the toll price will be set based on what's going on real time, unlike a lot of the other facilities in the region. So what we'll be doing is constantly measuring the traffic, constantly measuring the speed, and the price will therefore be adjusted. So obviously you have to have a certain base toll to keep the lights on in the building, but we will make the price desirable for the consumer or the traveler so that they'll want to take that trip.
And the lowest base toll that you figured out is?
$1 to $2.
In the off-peak, we think it'll be about $1 to $2.
All right.
That sounds pretty good.
A week from Saturday,
That's right. Make sure you visit the website.
Good luck, Pierce.
What is the website?
495expresslanes.com, and we'll see you out there next Saturday.
Okay, we'll link to it at WTOP.com, of course.